50-year-old Robert John Lucking was a Park City police officer for many years, and every winter he would help collect money for the annual Shop with a Cop program to help underserved youngsters buy Christmas gifts for themselves and their families. Lucking even appeared on KPCW a few times, asking listeners to make financial contributions to the Shop with a Cop program. Lucking was arrested Wednesday morning and charged with 5 felonies. According to Summit County Prosecuting Attorney Matt Bates, Lucking is facing 5 felonies in 3 different cases.
He's got 2 second-degree felonies and 3 third-degree felonies. One of them is for failure to pay over public monies, but the rest are for theft.
He's accused of stealing $2,500 from the police evidence room over a 4-year period. According to the information filed with the court, Lucking served as the Park City Police Department evidence custodian for almost 8 years. The evidence room is secured and can only be accessed by custodians. When a custodian is not on duty, an officer would book evidence in a locker outside the room, which can then be accessed from inside the locked evidence room when a custodian is later available. The evidence room also has a cash safe inside, and during his time as the evidence custodian, Lucking was the only person who could access the safe. Suspicions were raised in May of 2012 when a court ordered nearly $400 to be returned to a defendant in a criminal case. When a request was made that the funds be released, the city's finance department had no record of any money being deposited into the cash safe under the case number. When the safe was checked, it was found to be empty. When confronted, Lucking claimed he found the money later in his personal locker. When an audit of the evidence room was done last August, it was discovered that a substantial amount of money had been logged into the evidence room during Lucking's tenure as custodian, but was not in the safe nor deposited with the finance department. The audit also discovered 4 firearms which had been logged into evidence were not accounted for, including a gun that Lucking had claimed was destroyed. According to Bates, Lucking is also charged with stealing thousands from the Park City Lodge of the Fraternal Order of the Police.
There were 2 lodges that were involved in that. He was the president of the Park City Lodge for a while, and from 2007 to about 2012, we've been able to determine that he took about $60,000.
He's also been charged with stealing $2,000 from the Layton FOP Lodge. At this point, Bates says investigators don't know the circumstances of why Lucking may have done what he's accused of doing.
It's hard to speculate why people do things like this, and so I can't really do that. And he has not spoken with investigators. He's a former police officer, so he knows better than that.
A drug abuse problem, he says, is not evident.
No indication of any drug problems, and it's difficult to be able to make any inferences about personal financial problems just because those are there's so many factors that go into that. So I can't really say whether he was struggling financially.
Still, he says cases like this are disconcerting as much to law enforcement as they are to the public.
It's disappointing to see a police officer get charged with that kind of conduct. And we, of course, because he's a police officer and because of the trust that the community puts in officers, we take a case like this very, very seriously.
That's Summit County Prosecuting Attorney Matt Bates. Lucking is incarcerated in jail. Bail is set at $25,000, cash only. Second-degree felonies are punishable by a maximum of 1 to 15 years in prison with a $10,000 fine. Third-degree felonies are punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Officer Lucking retired from the Park City Police Department last fall. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.